Chapter 13, the final chapter of Hilchos Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, the laws of homicide and laws for the preservation of life. This is also the final chapter of the entire book of Nezikin. In chapter 1 of Hilchos Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, we learned laws concerning the obligation to rescue someone whose life is in danger. Here, in chapter 13, we discuss the obligation to come to the aid of someone who is in distress, even where there is no threat to life posed. Halacha Aleph, Misha Poga Bachaveli Baderech. If someone met up with his fellow man on the road, Ubehemte Revetzes Tachas Maso, and the person with whom he met has an animal there that is struggling under its load, Bein Shehoya Aleha Maso Haroyilo, regardless of whether the load that was upon it was a proper and fitting load for such an animal, Bein Shehoya Aleha Yosemi Maso, or even a case where the animal had been loaded with too big a load, more than it usually should be able to carry, nevertheless, since the animal is struggling under the load, Hareza Mitzvah Lifroik Mei Aleha, the mitzvah requires this stranger who came upon them to unload the load from the animal. Vezu mitzvah saseh, and this is a positive mitzvah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ozoiv tazoiv imo, you shall lend assistance to him in unloading the load from his animal. Halocha beis velo yifroik v'yanichenu nivhol. However, it's not sufficient just to help him unload. You cannot unload it and then leave him all in distress on the road with an animal and a load next to it, v'yelech, and go away, elo yokim imoy, then he has to reload it together with him. He has to help him get the animal up from the ground, v'yachzer v'yitin maso yoleho, and then he has to help him proceed to reload the load upon the animal. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hokein tokim imo, you shall lift it up together with him. Zu mitzvah sasei acheres, and this is a separate positive mitzvah. V'hinichoi nivhol, if he left him over in distress, v'loi parak, and he did not unload it for him, v'loi toan, and he did not reload it for him, bitul mitzvah sasei, he has neglected the performance of a positive mitzvah, v'ovar al mitzvah loi sasei, and he has transgressed a negative mitzvah, shenemar, as the pasuk says, loi sira es chamei rachicho, you shall not see your fellow man's donkey, and it says, v'hisalamta, and you shall make believe you did not see him and neglect to help him. So this is forbidden, and if one neglects to come to the assistance of his fellow man here, he has transgressed the negative mitzvah. Halacha gimel, hoya kohen, if the one who came upon them was a kohen, v'habehema revetzes beveis hakvodes, and the animal was struggling under a load in a cemetery where it's forbidden for the kohen to enter, eini mistamilo, then he is absolved from the requirements of this mitzvah, and he is not required to defile himself by entering the cemetery. Kishem she'ene mistamed lahoshiv aveda, just as he is not required to defile himself in the cemetery in order to retrieve some lost article that belongs to someone else and return it to its owner, as we have learned in Hilchos Gzeila v'aveda, v'chein im hoya zokein, similarly, if the one who came upon them was an elder, a sage, who learns Torah, she'ein darkei lifoin v'lifroik, and it is not his custom to engage in such a work because of his age or because of the honor of his position, he is not accustomed to engage in this type of work of loading and unloading animals, hoyo v'eino lefik voidoi, since it is not in keeping with his dignity, Potter, he is free from this mitzvah. Halacha Dalid, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule to determine whether he is free from the mitzvah or not. Kol She'ilu Hoysa Shaloi, Hoya Toyinu Poirek, if this animal had been his own, if he would have loaded it and unloaded it, then in such a case, he is also obligated to load and unload for his fellow man, being hoya chosid. Now the law is, however, that if he stands upon his dignity to the extent that he would not have loaded or unloaded, even were it his own, then this frees him from the obligation to do it from his fellow man. If, however, he was a chosid, meaning the oisel if nim mishuras hadin, one who always obligates himself to do more than the letter of the law requires, afilu hoya hanosi hagodol, even if he were the great nosi, the leader of the great Sanhedrin and the leader of all the Jewish people, and he saw his fellow man's animal struggling under its load, or if it was not the loading and unloading itself, but it was the fact that the load was straw or sticks of reeds, and these are things that, and it's because of the nature of the load that it is not keeping with his dignity to bother with such a thing, the chayotzibam, or some similar case, and nevertheless, if he wants to do more than the law requires, then poilek v'toyin imoy, then he should unload and load together with the owner of the animal, and not stand upon his dignity. Halacha hei, porak v'toan, if he unloaded and reloaded the animal, v'chozra v'nafla, and thereupon it fell off again, chayiv litoin v'lifrei pa'am acheres, he has to load and unload a second time, afilu mea pa'amim, even if it happened 100 times that the animal fell down under the load, or the load fell off and he had to unload and reload, he has to continue to do it. Shenamar, the pasuk says, ozoiv tazev, it says you shall lend assistance, and it uses the word ozoiv twice. Hokim tokim imoy, and then again you shall raise it up, using the word hokim twice. Lefichoch, therefore, he must walk along with him, even though he has to walk slowly at the pace of the animal. He must walk along at the pace of the animal for the distance of a parsa, in order to make sure that it's not going to fall down again and require further assistance. Elaim kein oimer loy bal hamasa eini tzarech loch, unless the owner of the load tells him expressly, I do not need any further assistance, then he may leave him. Halach evav, me'e masai yischayev lifroik velitoin imoy, when does this obligation fall upon him to unload and load together with the owner? Not only if he actually meets him and the two of them stand together, but as long as he sees him, even at a distance, if seeing him is tantamount to meeting him. Shahare Ne'mar, because the Pasuk says, Kisira, when you will see him. The Ne'mar ki tzivka, and the Pasuk also says, if you will meet him. So it requires a seeing that is like meeting. That means not at a very great distance where he sees him, but you cannot say they met each other, nor do they have to be actually one next to each other so that it's a real meeting. The Kama, and how much is the distance that we say seeing is the same as meeting? Shi'aru chachomim, the sages have evaluated this, and they have determined that this is considered meeting, mishayiyah beinehem mosayim v'shishim v'sheish amah, if the distance between them is 266 cubits, ushnei shlishay amah, and plus 2/3 of a cubit, sho echod mishive umechza b'mil, that is 1.5 part of a mil. A mil is 2,000 cubits. Hayarochek mimenu yoisemiza. If, however, when he saw him, he was at a greater distance from him, and he was going on a different road and was not have to overtake him, and izokuklo, he does not have to bother with this animal, and he can continue on his own journey. Halochezayin mitzvah min ha-toira lifreik imay bechinam. The mitzvah of the Torah that requires him to unload his neighbor's animal requires him to do so free, without any payment. He may not expect any payment for fulfillment of this mitzvah. Aval litoinolov, but to reload the load upon him again, harezu mitzvah, when he does so, he has fulfilled a mitzvah. Nevertheless, since this takes a great deal more time, he is not required to waste his time for free. V'noitel schara, he performs his mitzvah, and he is entitled to be paid for the time that he spends in it. V'chein b'shor shemidada imayat parsa, and so also during the time that we said in Halacha Hey, he's required to accompany him at the slow pace up to the distance of a parsa. Yesh leischar, he is to be paid for the time that he spends doing so. Halacha Ches, motza b'mas chaveri rebutza, if he found his neighbor's animal struggling under the load and falling down, afal pish ein habalim ima, even though the owner of the animal is not present at the time, and the pasuk says that you have to help him together with himself, but here, even though he is not, the owner is not here, mitzvah liprek me'olel, the mitzvah requires him to unload it, v'litein olel, to reload it upon it, shenemar, because the pasuk says ozev taziv, you must surely assist him, hokein tokim, you must surely raise him up. That means mikol mokim, in any case, since in each case the word is repeated twice, that means in any case, even if the owner is not present. Im kein lama nemar imoy, if such is the law, then why does the pasuk then specify imoy together with him, together with the owner? Shem hoya bal habehema sham, this means that if the owner of the animal was present, v'holach v'yashabloi, and he went away and sat down, v'omar lazeh shapogaboy, and he said to this person who met him, hoyu v'olecha mitzvah, since you have a mitzvah upon yourself, im ratzisa litroik levatza proik, that if you yourself wish to do the mitzvah and unload it by yourself, so go ahead and unload it, but I will not assist in this, says the owner. Then Harezeh Potter, in such a case, the one who met him is freed from his obligation and need not assist, Shenema Imay, because the pasuk requires with him. That is, if he is there and refuses to do so, you are not required to do anything. Bimhoya Bal HaBehema Zokinoi Choyle. However, if the owner of the animal was present but neglected to take part in the unloading and reloading because he was old or he was sick and was unable to do so, then it's as if he had not been here, and chayuv litoin v'lifroik levadai, and the one who met him is required to load and unload by himself. Halochetes, bemas hagoy v'amasa shal Yisrael, if the animal belonged to a goy, but the load upon it belonged to a Jew, imhoya hagoy mechamer acha behemtoi, if the goy, the owner of the animal, was present and he was driving the animal, eini zokukloi, now the problem belongs to the goy, and the Jew who met him is not required to bother himself with this, even though the load belongs to a Jew. V'im lav, if however the goy were not present there and driving the animal, so that the problem would end up being a problem for the Jew who owns the load, chayav lifroin v'litoin, then the one who met him is required to unload and load, mishum tzar Yisrael, because even though the animal belongs to a goy, but a Jew will be in difficulty for it because it's his load that will not reach its destination. V'chein im hoysa habehema shal Yisrael, so also if it was the opposite case, the animal belonged to a Jew, v'hamasa shal goy, and the load belonged to a goy, now here, since it's a Jew's animal, chayav lifroik v'litoin, he is required to unload and load, mishum tzar Yisrael, because even though there's no problem with the load reaching its destination, the load belongs to a goy for whom we have no obligation, nevertheless, since the animal is suffering and the animal belongs to a Jew, and a Jew therefore has trouble from it, one is required to assist. Avo bemes hagoy umasoy. However, if the animal and the load belong to a goy, eini chayav litapel boy, then the law of assisting does not require him to bother himself here and assist. Ela mishum eva, the only reason he would have to assist here is so that we will not cause anti-Semitism, we will not cause non-Jews to hate Jews. Therefore, this would require him to assist, but not the law of assisting one's fellow man. Halacha yud, chamorim, sheraglav shalochav mehem re'uois, if there were donkeys that were being driven by a group of donkey drivers, a number of donkey drivers, each one had donkeys belonging to him himself, and they were all traveling together, driving their donkeys in a group, and one of the donkeys belonging to one of the drivers had bad feet, and could not keep up with the pace of the rest of them. His fellows, the other donkey drivers, are not permitted to go faster at the normal pace and to disappear from him, but they are required to go slowly so that he can keep up with them. Nofal. If, however, the donkey could not go at all and the donkey fell down, Rashoim Lava Me'olav, they need not wait until he will raise the donkey up and cure its feet or do some other thing, but then they are permitted to depart from him. Halacha Yudalev, Hoyo Echot Ton, the Echot Roichev, if there were two donkey drivers leading their donkeys and one of them had a load on his donkey, and one of them did not have a load on his donkey, but he was riding the donkey. V'dochkom haderech, and they came to a narrow place in the road where only one could go by at a time. Ma'avirin es harechev mipnei hatoin. Then the one who is riding has to move aside and allow the one that has the loaded donkey to go first and take precedence through the narrow place, because the delay will cause less harm to the person who's riding than to the person who has a load on his donkey. Echot ton ve'echot reikon, if one of them has a loaded donkey and one of them is walking beside his donkey, is neither being ridden nor is there any load on it, ma'avirin es ha'reikon mipnei haton, then the one who has an empty donkey has to stand aside and allow the one with the loaded donkey to go first. If one is riding and one is walking beside an unloaded donkey, then the one who has the unloaded donkey has to stand aside and allow the one who has a ridden donkey to go first, because the ridden donkey is still carrying a load. If both are loaded, or a case where both are riding their donkeys, or both of them have empty donkeys, that is, each of them has an equal right of precedence, then the law does not specify who goes first, and they have to make some agreement between them who will go first. Halacha Yud Beis, v'chein shtei sfinis, so also the same rules apply to two ships, ha'oivris, which are passing by in a river or a stream, u'poigiz zu bezu, and they meet one the other, im oivris shtei abevas achat, toivois, if the river is narrow and it's barely enough to contain the two boats, so that if both ships try to pass by at the same time, they will sink. But if they pass by one at a time, then they are able to pass safely. So also, two camels that are climbing on a high mountain pass that's narrow, upogu ze baze, and they meet each other, im oivrim shnehem bevasachas, if the two of them attempt to pass at the same time, noiflin, they'll both fall off, v'im beze achaze, but if they go one at a time, oilin, then they are able to proceed and climb the pass. Ketzad heim oisim, how should we do it in these cases? Who takes precedence in the case of the two ships or the two camels? Te'una v'she'ena te'una, if one is loaded and one is not loaded, tidoche she'ena te'una mipnei ha'te'una, then the one that's not loaded has to stand aside and allow the one that's loaded to proceed. Kroiva urechoika, if one is still close to the place from which it has departed, and one is further away, one has gone a further distance already, tidoche kroiva mipnei she'ena kroiva, then the one that's closer to its point of departure has to stand aside and allow the one that's further away from its point of departure to proceed, because the one that's further away is closer to exhaustion and is more needing of getting through faster. If both of them are equally far away, or both of them are equally close, or both of them are loaded to the same extent, since all of them are in the same degree of distress, then the law does not specify who takes precedence, and they have to come to some agreement among themselves, and the one that proceeds has to pay the one who stands aside for whatever he's losing thereby. Ubazeh v'chayoytze boi nemar, and concerning such a case and similar cases, this is what the pasuk says: b'tzedek tishpeit amisecho, you shall judge your fellow man with justice. That is, in dealing with your fellow man, you should be guided by what is just and what is right. By saying similar cases, we mean, for instance, if one of them was sick and one of them was healthy, or similar cases where it would be a greater hardship on one party than on the other. Halochig yudgimel hapigeya bishnayim, if one met up with two people in distress, echod reivitz tachas masoi, one of them had an animal struggling and falling down under its load. The echod porak meyolov, and one of them had an animal from whom he had already unloaded his load, and he does not have anyone to assist him to reload it. Mitzvah lifrei batchila. Now what should he do first? The mitzvah is that he should unload the animal that needs unloading first. Why? Mishum tzar balechayim. Because this animal is still suffering, and therefore to avoid suffering to the animal, he should do this first. V'achar kach toyein, and only afterwards should he assist the other person with loading. Bamed dvarim amurim, when does this law apply that he has to give precedence to the suffering of the animal and unload before he loads? If both of them occupied the same place in his affections, kishahoyu shneim soinim, if both of them were enemies of his, oyoyavim, or both of them were friends of his, so then, since they're both equal, he has to unload before he loads. Aval im hoya echot soinei, if however one of them was an enemy, the echot oyhev, and one of them was his friend, then mitzvah litoin im hasoinei tchila, then the mitzvah requires him even to load first, to pay attention to his enemy before his friend, and to load with his enemy before he unloads with his friend. Why? Kedei lokif es yitzrei hara, because here, since the yitzrei hara, one's evil inclination, would lead him to do the opposite, therefore, to suppress his yitzrei hara, he's required to come to the assistance of his enemy first. Halacha yudalit, hasoinei shenemar batoira, there where the Torah speaks of an enemy, the Torah says, ki sivga chamoy soina acho, if you will meet up with the donkey of your enemy, so you are required to help unload and load, it means an enemy loy me ume soilam hu, this does not mean an enemy who's a goy, elam Yisrael, it means an enemy who's a Jew. Now, of course, it means an enemy who's a Jew, because in a goy, in any case, you're not required to assist them, as we learned earlier in the chapter. How is it possible here that we can mean a Jew? How can a Jew hate another Jew, and how can a Jew be an enemy to another Jew? Since we have another pasuk that says, you may not hate your brother in your heart. So how is it possible that he will find a Jew who's his enemy? Amru Chachamim, the sages have said, this means the following case. Kigoin shera'ohu levadoi she'over aveira. If he himself saw this person committing a sin, and there was no second witness, so there was no point to his coming to Beis Din and testifying against him, therefore the sinner went unpunished and unrepentant. The Hisraboy, at the time he saw him doing the sin, he warned him that it was a sin, veloy chazar, and he did not repent, and he continued to commit the sin. Hareza mitzvah l'sonoi, then the Torah requires him to hate such a person and to be his enemy. Acheyase tshuva v'yoshu mirisoi, unless this sinner does tshuva and he repents from his wicked ways. Ve'afo pisha dayin lo yosei tshuva, and even though this person has still not done tshuva, and therefore the person who saw him committing the sin is required to hate him and be his enemy, nevertheless the Torah says, in motzei nivhol b'masoi, if he found him in distress with a load, mitzvah litoin v'lifrei imoi, it's still a mitzvah to load and unload together with him, v'lo yanichenu noitel amos, and he should not leave him there in a way where he's going towards something that may even lead to his death. Shema yishab b'shvil mamoinoi, how can this possibly lead to his death. It's only going to cause a loss of money. It's possible to lead to his death because he may stay there and delay upon the road trying to preserve his property. And he'll end up in danger there on the road. And the Torah is particular not to do anything that places the souls of a Jew in danger, regardless of whether these Jews are wicked or they are tzaddikim. Since they go, in any case, even the sinners go along the ways of God, they accompany God along His ways, and even sinners believe in the fundamentals of the Jewish religion. Therefore, the Torah was particular that one should not leave them in distress, even when they are sinners. How do we know that even sinners go along the paths of God? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Emor aleihem, it's a Pasuk in Yechezkel, say unto them, Chai oni niyum Hashem, God swears upon his own life, in Echpoitz b'mois ha-Rosha, that he does not want the wicked to die, ki im b'shuv Rosha, what God wants is that the Rosha shall repent and do tshuva, midarki he shall return from his evil ways, v'choyo, and he shall live. We now depart from the laws of homicide, ushmiras nefesh, and the laws for preservation of life, b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven.